Pope Benedict's general prayer intention for the month of August is that prisoners may be treated with justice and respect for their human dignity. But once behind bars, prisoners have little voice, and their plight is rarely on show. In the UK, the prison population has more than doubled over the past two decades, and figures show that the nation incarcerates more of its population than any other country in Western Europe. So what is the current situation really like for prisoners held behind bars in Britain? To gain an inside view, Vatican Radio's Susie Hodges spoke to Monsignor Malachy Keegan, who has worked as a prison chaplain for over 15 years.
Well, I'm delighted, really. And I know that the Holy Father has a special love for people held in prisons. In fact, if I remember, just before Christmas last year, he visited a Rebibbia prison in Rome and spoke to the prisoners there, saying to them that he carried them in his heart.
And given that his prayer intention is that prisoners may be treated with justice and respect for their human dignity, and presumably, sadly, that, of course, is not always the case. Their rights are sometimes violated, and, of course, they're locked up out of sight and often without a voice.
I think that's perfectly true sometimes. If people commit crimes, then they are punished, and the deprivation of their liberty is a real form of punishment. But sometimes the conditions in which prisoners are held in prisons, overcrowding, little opportunity to look at the issues behind the crimes, sometimes that's a sort of double type of punishment, really. I think if the state feels it has to lock up its citizens, then the state itself has to ensure that the time spent in prison is spent wisely, that people in prison have an opportunity to look at the reasons behind the crime, are given opportunities to change.
And are most prisoners in England or Wales nowadays still locked up in their cells for most of the day, or are there more and more cases where they can do a craft or work or study?
I think many of our prisoners, most of them, find it very difficult to make the experience of prison meaningful. There are so many people held in our prisons that there often are little opportunities for people to, as I say, address the issues behind the crime, perhaps, you know, learn skills that will make them employable in the future. There's so many people in the system that for the majority of prisoners, there's little or no opportunity to make the time spent in prison meaningful or useful for them. It becomes, in fact, pretty much pure punishment.
And talking of punishment, I read that England and Wales incarcerate a higher proportion of their population than most other countries in Western Europe. Why is that?
Well, I think that's true, and I think it's because we're very punitive in the way we respond to offending behaviour, not very creative at all. I mean, I think there are alternatives to custodial sentences. For example, community payback schemes. They're schemes that enable prisoners to repay in some way the individuals and communities they've damaged. Prisoners do work in the community, perhaps creating a local park or repainting somebody's house, that kind of thing, as a gesture of goodwill and repayment for the harm that they've done.
And when it comes to the prisoners themselves, I mean, how many of them have mental health problems or maybe struggle with drug addictions? Here too, surely a custodial sentence can't be the right way of treating those problems.
Well, we have huge numbers of people in our prisons with mental health issues. In fact, it's over 80%. Most of the people held in our prisons come from very chaotic backgrounds, very difficult early life, often suffered abuse, have very poor educational backgrounds and so on. And the conditions in which people are held in prison doesn't really help. I mean, a standard prison cell would be something like 10 foot by 8 foot, and that space would be shared with another prisoner who may be volatile, coming off drugs or something like that. If somebody went into prison without a mental health issue, that kind of experience could lead to mental health problems.
And what proportion of prisoners in jails in the UK reoffend? Because this is another issue, isn't it? You know, how able is the system to rehabilitate these people and stop them reoffending?
Well, very large numbers sadly reoffend, especially among the young offenders. My conviction as a psychotherapist and a priest is that we need people around us to support us if we are going to change some aspect of our lives. And one of the pieces of work that we do as prison chaplains is to try to engage our outside faith communities, our parishes. So when people leave prison, we have schemes, we offer support to former offenders. We have one very wonderful scheme that we've been working on in recent years called Basic Caring Communities. And fundamentally, we go into a parish, we ask for volunteers, and we train volunteers to work with offenders when they leave prison, a sort of circle of support. And they offer daily contact with that person for the next 4 or 5 months. And the contact can be as little as a phone call, how are you doing today, I hope you're well, or it can be an offer to meet on the high street for a cup of coffee and a chat, or an offer to go with the former offender down to the job centre to look for employment. But then once a week, the whole little group come together in a neutral place, the 4 or 5 volunteers and the former offender, and they sit down together and have a cup of tea together and chat and enjoy each other's company. And my experience working in the prisons now for over 15 years tells me that for most of the people in prison, that could well be the first time in their lives that they've had a real experience of being valued, of being heard, of belonging, of being connected. And that, coupled with some practical help with jobs and training and housing, can actually change lives. And so we are inviting our faith communities to help us in the resettlement of offenders.
What percentage of prisoners are Catholic? And of those, how important is their faith to them when they're behind bars?
Well, out of the 88,000 people held in our prisons today, I think about 16,000 would be Catholics. And for many people, coming into prison is such a traumatic experience. And often the only thing that remains to them is their faith. And their faith becomes terribly important to them. And often people's hearts open to the Word of God like never before in their lives.
Can you then share with us a brief anecdote of an inmate that is particularly inspirational for you, where, as you say, his faith really helped to transform his life?
Yes, well, when I joined the prison service as a chaplain almost 16 years ago now, one of the first people I met in prison had just arrived in the prison after committing a very serious offence. In fact, it was murder. And this man was in deep trauma about coming into prison, in deep trauma about the terrible crime he'd committed. He was drunk at the time, I think. And I kind of got to know him quite well when I was chaplain in that particular prison. And over the last 15 years, while he remained in prison, I've kept in touch with him and visited him sometimes as he's moved round from prison to prison. But during these 15 years, something quite remarkable has happened to him, I think. About 10 or 12 years ago, he asked me if I had a copy of the Divine Office, which I gave him, and he has prayed the Divine Office every single day for the last 12 years in his prison cell. He comes to Mass and receives Holy Communion as often as he possibly can. He reads the scriptures every single day. He studied, actually taken and has a theology degree now. And any day soon, he'll be released from prison. And he tells me that what he wishes to do with the rest of his life is to help people to discover God and God's love. He wants to spend the rest of his life caring for other people, helping people in danger to avoid crime, to avoid going into prison. And that's a wonderful conversion experience, I think, that occurred during these years in prison.
Are there many such cases, or are these anecdotes rather far and few between?
Well, I think quite dramatic conversions like that are probably fairly rare. But I think many, many people in prison are touched by the Spirit of God at work in the prison context. In spite of prisons being a brutal, I think often inhuman experience, wonderful things happen because people have time to think. They have time to listen to the word of God. We make sure that there is mass in every prison once a week. And we have 180 chaplains who help people to discover their faith in a new way, perhaps for the first time.